this is Captain Lee, and you're listening to the Andertons podcast.
So much reverb on it.
Oh.
Who's that playing on there? Do you know?
David Bryan.
The guy with two front first names.
What I love about this intro is the drop. Like you're going.
There's nothing.
Is it the drop?
Yeah.
And like, you're going like. But no, there's more keyboard. There's about 3 points in the intro, and the in anticipation it builds is insane.
This is the time when everybody just had, people had the time to stop and listen to an intro.
It was big, not reverse, like, reverb.
I tell you what, people back then, people would wait for the man to turn green before they walked over. they would have an intro on a guitar and an album, and they'll wait till the song starts. It was okay to have an intro, right?
Oh, it's just great. Can you imagine? I wonder how old John Bon Jovi was at this point. They must have felt like gods. Third album,
what is that?
1986.
Yeah. Man, and what's that film, Rockstar, with where he becomes the singer of this band. Do you remember that film? It's called Rockstar, isn't it?
John Bon Jovi's
No, but I don't know. He's in other films, but this is Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
And he's that singer, he takes over from it. And
I
that whole thing
that.
With Jennifer Aniston, and that whole Rockstar time where they just threw stuff out the window.
So I was 14 when this album came out.
When was that?
1986.
Okay.
And I must have... I must have had a guitar.
Yeah.
Or maybe, because I started playing bass guitar first. I did the usual thing.
And then you figured out
it would be simpler with four strings. And you realize it's actually more difficult and not as cool. Sorry. I can actually remember being almost, this sounds a bit embarrassing really, but I think I was a bit too square to be into the heavier metal that was out at the time. So like Guns N' Roses frightened me a bit.
Really?
Like, yeah, I think maybe either too square or too young or
I was
whatever.
Even squarer than you then, because I wasn't even on this,
but
you know.
This for me was just like, this was accessible. It was just kind of clean enough.
And you didn't have to have long hair, and you can get away
with
it.
Yeah, but they all did have long hair, didn't they? I mean, the album cover for this is amazing. It's like on the sleeve inside, it's all of them on a beach with the girls cleaning the cars in their bikinis. It's so like,
today, cancellation.
Yeah, total cancel.
But you were saying even
the album cover was originally supposed to be a girl in a wet t-shirt, and then the record execs were like, I'm not sure this is the right vibe for this. So
smell the glove.
I didn't even realize I always thought this was a window with their name written in condensation, but apparently it's a bin liner. So
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is there a body in it?
But,
I don't know, slippery and wet. Oh, that's a bin liner.
This album, it's one of those albums. And I don't know how many of these have ever come out, but where every tune could have been a hit single on its own.
So, and the first solo here, really, right?
It's insane. Richie Sambora, he's... Even to this day, I still believe Richie Sambora is one of the most melodic heavy rock guitar players
I would agree.
Of all time.
He is definitely up there.
Because he never did notes for the sake of notes.
No.
And anything difficult he did do, was actually probably simpler. Like, it was a lot of tricks rather than, here we go, I think this is the solos coming in here. Lots of Floyd Rose just... All blues rooted. Bit of Van Halen-y there. But that's probably the great tone.
good.
I mean,
it's very, and it's funny.
They're short solos. Yeah.
Lots of tricks, you say, like sort of like the woo, and blah, blah, yeah. all that sort of riddle.
And always great tone.
Yeah, great tone.
And I think,
what was he playing then? Marshalls? Must have been just a...
I think it was always, at this stage, it would have been lots of Marshalls. He did go through a Fender. He used those, not I want to say Tone Master, but I don't think they were called that. But okay. Fender did like a high-gain custom shop thing that he did use in the 90s. And I'm guessing this would have been all just... This was this Kramer, New Jersey kind of...
Oh, the one with the stars
in it. The Super Strat sort of
stuff.
That
was so cool, man. I remember that guitar, the white with the gold in it. It was such an iconic guitar.
Let's listen to another tune whilst I reminisce. Second track. Again, another epic intro. Great vocals. Here we go. It's just a great riff, isn't it? This is just...
Is this a talk box? No, that's not. He doesn't talk box.
Living on a Prayer is the talk box. But it's not that dissimilar.
No.
You can see the...
The riff is so similar. Oh, wow, wow. Oh, wow, wow. It's very...
But that was a lot of Richie Sambora's thing, just heavy riff driven.
Did he come up with the riff Bon Jovi write the stuff on top of it?
They're both credited as writers for most of the songs.
The whole band, right?
No. Just it would all have been Sambora and Bon Jovi.
All right, because it's like this is another one we have to go to. We have to, Bryan Adams and Reckless and Keith Scott. I think we have to talk about them. You can't talk about this era without talking about that either. You know, it's such an iconic song as well.
This was, I mean,
they must have
again,
sold 50
million
albums.
I don't know what this is, 20 million, I think I read, which doesn't sound like enough, does
just
it?
But all over.
Of this one album.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but I was talking about all over. 20 million albums, yeah. Nobody sells that today, do they?
No, but it still doesn't sound like enough. But
that, back then,
lots.
There was not that many million
funnily
people.
Enough, so the next track is, do I want to hear the solo in this? I kind
What's
of feel like,
like
I do. The so, it'll
You're
be epic.
It.
And this is what's great, is when we're halfway through the song already. Let me find the solo. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The same.
No, it's just... There's a bit rapid here. I think. Maybe not. Even that bit. Just like...
It's all pentatonic, man.
It's like... It's just, I think he was a real master again at just break it down. He probably was technically a lot less gifted than his contemporaries at the time, but he just musically, I think he was on another planet.
There's tricks, Mark. There's tricks there that you can hear from the other solo with the and all that stuff, which he probably.
I mean, this is basically, again, iconic riff, yeah. Let's turn it
there
up a bit. Another, they love their keyboard intros.
Keyboard
don't
intros
they?
Were big in the 80s, and there was also this thing of a keyboard in before a guitar solo. A lot of it's got like total
bass. This is where obviously the main riff comes in on the bass first. Big snare. There's the talk box. I wonder how many teeth he lost.
I've lost two teeth of that.
This had the talking intro as well, didn't it, I think?
Was that the long intro?
Yes.
I mean, this...
It's like, once upon a time, not so long ago.
This is a Counter Strike waiting to happen,
This was such a track. Oh, this is like karaoke heaven, isn't it, now? Everybody's singing along to this.
You can take the karaoke version on Apple Music.
You're not wrong, though. It's a very similar...
It's very similar
to the track before, isn't it?
But you know, I guess you do an album.
I'm gonna find the solo.
You'll have a red thread through the whole thing with the vibe of the songs. And
I wonder if you can almost know exactly where the solo is on every Bon Jovi song, because it's kind of basically at the same point in every tune.
Yeah.
I've never really listened to the words. Like, I don't know if it was a great lyricist or if it's just cheese. But yeah, we're halfway there. And we're
halfway
living on a
song,
prayer. Here it comes. It's after this chorus.
I'm naked, I swear.
He's such a great singer as well.
Yeah, he is. Great singer.
Here it is. This is the blues solo.
Yeah.
Different guitar tone on this one. Sounds like a more of a boxy...
chorusy, yeah. Flandery, maybe.
Oh.
But again, it's just... I think guitar solos have evolved a lot since then, I think. They were sophisticated, but they were... I think because there's so many more players out there now, and people tend to be much better. Do you know what I mean? I see you look on that, but not maybe not as musical, yeah. but technically you got people that can do all yeah. this sweat and all of this stuff and people slap the guitar now, you know.
Trying too hard to do something impressive.
Yeah, instead of just serving the song with a solo that just becomes iconic, like this is.
This Everybody had one that. Of my favorite intros. And again, this would probably get canceled these days as well. Is this, we're too woke now to have intros like this to songs.
What does it say?
You mean that's it?
I mean that's it? Absolutely. Again, yeah.
All you've got to do as a guitar player, or not all you've got to do.
Oh, how many?
But you just write this. Yeah. Down. That's it, you turn up, you go, John, yeah. what about this?
Yeah.
And then he gets his notebook out with the lyrics that he's written recently. I bet the songs were oozing, man.
Yeah, because it wasn't done before, you know, they had... Is it E? Yeah, it's just E, isn't it? G, it's what we play every time.
It is.
It's what we play in all the solos, isn't it? It's just G, A, and G, isn't it?
I've seen this band live so many times. And Richie Sambora's voice as well was such... He'd do all the harmonies, smashed it.
I mean, not to say that Phil X is not doing a good job on that.
But it's Phil's big, amazing
big shoes to fill, isn't it?
Big underpants, this will be one. If these guys ever got back together, it'd be one of the biggest reunions of all time.
As big as Oasis, you think?
Much bigger. Was that, bigger.
That like?
We're playing two different songs here.
I'm just saying, it's so simple. Is that the next song we're going to? Is it? It's just.
And the whole song is D G C.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like there's.
It's, you know.
It's like a million songs.
When you write, it's a million songs, but it wasn't the million, well, was it a million songs then?
Ah, yes, I think so. Probably still was then.
How many years ago is this now? 84?
Let's turn it up.
So you...
This was the real start, I think, of the cowboy thing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I
Wonder Dead Alive, I remember that film come out with... I remember that so much.
Who was it? Emilio Estevez.
And Charlie...
That was called Young Guns. That was Young Guns or something. Was Wanted Dead or Alive was almost like, because they wrote another song
to another
for
film.
That. No, for yeah. Young Guns.
That's true, yeah.
You drew First Blood or whatever. I can't remember what the lyric is. Oh man, listen to this. Do you remember this, Tay-Tay? At my party, my 50th birthday, I got up, Tay's on the drums, Jack's on the keys, Chappa's playing lead guitar.
It must have been a sight.
I mean, what a ballad. Is this... This would be in my top five rock ballads of all time.
Yeah. I mean, we need to... We can't forget Aerosmith as well.
Well,
we have to...
100%. And all I can picture in this is... I don't know who would play that lead line live, because at some point here, it goes into the... He's going to finish this... So at this point here now, Richie Sambora's guitar tech is kind of coming over to change his guitar over
to
the other
guitar. Didn't he have a thing you stood on this thing where you...
He had a double neck acoustic, 12 string and 6 string.
But didn't he also have a guitar on a stand?
No, he would always, there's a spot, maybe it's not yet, there's a spot in the song where there's a pause where he can change guitar. I think John Bon Jovi's playing acoustic on live on this.
He would have played a black Takamine or something,
100%.
Wouldn't he?
I bet he sold a lot of Takamine guitars over the years.
Him and Bruce Springsteen, isn't it? The black Takaminis.
Oh, I loved all of the call and respond kind of lyrical stuff in this as well.
Is that Sambora singing the BBs on that?
Yeah, great voice. Oh, there must, this is, because it goes from this straight into a big guitar solo, I think, here. So I don't know how he changes over. I must have practiced this 1,000 times, this solo.
I think
I'll tell you, man, I went to see these, I went, like, one of the biggest boys' days out ever. A whole minibus of us, like 15 of us, went to see Bon Jovi at Nebworth or Milton Keynes Bowl. Mm. Long, you know, I don't know, it would have been mid-90s or something like that. And they, I'm just trying, I'm, honestly and truthfully, they'd done two encores and still not played Living on a Prayer.
People are just like,
and
like,
and so we, it felt like, I mean, they must have probably had it planned all the time, but it felt like our little group of 15 of us started Living on a Prayer until eventually like 100,000 people are singing Living on a Prayer and they come back out for like the third encore and do Living on a Prayer. It was middle of the summer.
Best,
it was like, what a day. What a
but
day.
This is what those these things are all about, live music, you know.
Yeah.
You, back then you could sell albums and you could sell out stadium shows.
Yeah.
Now it's really difficult, you know, you stream. I just heard that The Weeknd, some songs, the first song on Spotify, has hit 4 billion streams or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just not, it's not there. It's like plugging into a plugin and playing a guitar through it.
I do agree.
You're going to, you know, here we go again. Taylor hate me for saying all that stuff. It's the same, going to the show and watching the, everybody's looking with their phones.
Things have changed, haven't we?
It's like, you know,
Pete and I went album shopping to like Benny's Collectors Records in Guildford, who's, it's a second-hand record shop that's been there forever and ever and ever. And even I feel like, I used to love going to a record shop and feeling like I could go, oh, that's interesting. But I've become so accustomed now to just a million tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
2 seconds away, and then I'm sort of going, oh, I'm annoyed I can't find a
and
song
you go,
that I
look,
like.
You're going here, and here's the lyrics, and you know, you can see Nathan East on the bass, and Dan Hough on the guitar, and you know, John Barnes on the keyboard, and you know.
I'm going to listen to, right, this next tune, Raise Your Hands. Another great intro.
Is Rob Chapman playing this all the time, isn't it? Oh, that you play?
Probably. All the harmonics. Tico Torres.
Ooh, yeah. Is that Alfred Hitchcock?
I mean, we...
There's so many hits on this
we
album.
We haven't played a song yet on this album. We're on the sixth song, and every single one of these so far is a smash hit
Right. I mean, that's why we can go on and on about these things, you know.
I think that, yeah, the next one...
Is there one on this... is there a song on this album that we haven't... That you haven't... You know, that you wouldn't say, this is a hit?
This is Cheese.
Oh, this is Christmas...
This is
another dad jam from our videos.
7 and 8 are a bit Cheese.
If you put a bit of bells on there, it would be a Christmas song, wouldn't
could
it?
Could be.
From Home Alone or something. Clink, 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 clink.
I'm not sure that's an appropriate lyric for these days. There
but
we
you
are.
Can't put this, this is things. He was a child, but you can't, I mean, I know it's
yeah.
not.
This is
this
again
is very
Cheese,
sort of but... super chap tramp, isn't it? Like,
To be honest with you,
this is Eurovision song contest, isn't it? With broad shoulders.
It's got a little bit of meatloaf about it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit operatic, yeah. Like, you know.
It's like a vegan meatloaf,
rock
isn't it?
Opera.
That's what it is. It's a vegan loaf.
It's very meatloaf, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a tuna loaf. It's like made out of like fish or something.
Yeah, it's just epic. Epic. Anyway, there's a couple more tracks. This was a big ballad. I like this one. This is a last dance on the dance floor thing.
Oh,
when
man.
What is it? Is it D, G, and E?
And minor.
Oh.
Minor. Yes, G. A. And then it's B. Is it? Yeah, yeah.
He's got it.
It's C sharp minor. To D. Oh. G. To D. But then in the beginning he went to D, D yeah. to D minor, right? But it, remember when. Oh, you got the old E piano, you know, the big Elton John.
You lost more than that in my back seat, baby.
Yes, John.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, man.
Great lyrics.
Forever. Oh, yeah, I remember this.
All the lighters
are
out, aren't they?
I remember this one, yeah, yeah. In minor, minor chord, because that's so clever. Say goodbye. I remember this, yeah, yeah. I think I've kissed some girls to this back in the day.
100%.
Like 14 years this shit.
Oh, this.
I love the minor here. This four, we're talking four chords in this song. Five chords. Oh, here we go. It's great, man.
And then that's it. There's only one song left.
That's
so,
it. I mean, that's a great song, man.
I quite like the song. Then this, I think, there's a touch of Springsteen.
One.
I think with this.
Oh yeah.
A very American of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the lyrics are about here. Probably kissing girls inappropriately somewhere.
Yeah, behind something.
Joey comes from a sacred part of town.
I remember all that. Feet don't touch the ground. And also, there's a lot of that stuff going on in the lyrics in the 80s. Midnight, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think this is almost an album of two halves.
So you got
where it's
yeah.
epic the first six songs and then
you got like
less
four or five
epic,
songs there.
The final
where it's
songs,
not, you know, there's that Say Goodbye is a great song, but
yeah.
then you got this like this one and a couple of the other before.
I got to say though, so.
But so this is Slippery and Wet.
This is Slippery and Wet. I think it's one of this and New Jersey is their that was their two.
Yeah.
For me anyway,
yeah,
that
yeah.
that was their sort of purple patch.
Purple patch.
Well,
is that a thing? Purple patch. Well,
it is now.
It is.
I've enjoyed this.
It was fun,
so,
wasn't it?
We were going to say so. Pete and I are going to pick some of our favourite albums in these kind of chats. But actually,
yeah.
to give this idea for a video real longevity, what we want to do. Hello, coming. what we want to do is you to suggest in the comments section. Your favourite albums, perhaps particularly again some slightly more obscure ones.
Yeah, something we haven't heard would be great.
Yeah, because then we just want to react to
yeah.
like, what is it like? So
yeah,
it could
yeah.
be anything. So put those in. But
please,
yes, please like and subscribe. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
And
it's great. I enjoyed this.
What's your first album going to be?
I think Reckless. I want to get Reckless
Brian
Adams, because that's
great
for me. That's
oh well.
That's an iconic album.
Go. Well, that'll be next time.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. See you later.
Thanks for listening to our latest podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit that subscribe button. See you next time.